Now, the hit film Made in Dagenham transferred to the London stage as a successful musical back in 2014. The story is set in Dagenham in 1968. Rita's a busy mum, loving wife and hard-working Ford factory employee. But something's very wrong. Rita and her female colleagues find themselves working long hours sewing car seats for far less money than the men. And they've had enough. Well, now this entertaining musical comes to the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, and I'm pleased to say that one of the cast members, award-winning actor Wendy Morgan, joins me now on the line. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and pleased to be talking to you today. First of all, though, we must talk a bit about your career to date, and what a brilliant start you had. You won Best Newcomer Actress at the Evening Standard British Film Awards. Was that a surprise for you?
Yeah, I reckon it was. It was good fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Well, you were quite young at the time, weren't you?
It was. I think I got the film on my 18th birthday, so I was around nine.
And you went on to appear in a long list of film and TV roles, including the films Yanks, 84 Charing Cross Road, The Mirror Cracked, and you played Cynthia Lennon in The Birth of the Beatles, a film which is very dear to my heart because I'm a big Beatles fan. And then roles in successful series such as Midsummer Murders, Casualty, Wire in the Blood and The Bill. So I guess the obvious question, which do you prefer, stage or screen? And what has been your most enjoyable role to date, would you say?
Well, the first part of the question is that I kind of love them all.
Yeah.
Depending, you know, they're all great once you're doing them. It's great to work, A, but B, whatever medium. I mean, film is great, it's beautiful. Just being on a set with a family and yet being in a play is great. Being on the radio is great. I love it. I love it all. It's all good fun. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's your life, yeah.
You know, as Judy Dent said, I think she said, you know, just speak a bit louder for theatre.
Right.
I can't remember the second part of the question.
Okay. Oh, well, basically, you know, what would be your...
favourite?
Yeah.
Well, I always tend to love what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, I fall really in love with the thing at the moment. I'm very in the moment, so... I guess Connie in Made in Dagenham right now.
Absolutely.
Is my most favourite.
Okay, so that's coming up at the Queen's Theatre next week. For anyone who might not be familiar with this, which is a true story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you give us a bit more detail about what happened?
Well, you know, in the era, it was a different era, obviously, that we're in now.
Yeah.
But for particularisation in the Ford Dagenham plant, the wages weren't equal. They're still often not equal, are they? But in that particular era, they weren't equal in the plant. Oh, look, the ice cream there.
Oh, get me one.
So gradually the workers became aware and disgruntled and began to voice this, and I think that was the crucial thing of voicing it, and then just keep, when their voices, the women for example, were heard, they had to keep going and speaking, and what they were saying was, we're not happy with this isn't fair. So it was a great moment.
It was,
you know,
and
for any being really to
absolutely.
Be able to have its voice heard, that something isn't equal.
And the whole episode led to a change in the law as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a little while, so it wasn't initial, but I think 68 was that particular strike, and in 71, I think, the law came in, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So you play Connie, as you just mentioned in the musical. Tell us about Connie.
Well, she's the shop stewardess of the factory, of the workers, of the girls, and a feminist, I suppose, if you call it a name,
right.
In that time, trying to fight for rights, really.
Yeah.
You know, beings' rights, her rights, workers' rights. They happen to be women, these particular ones, and men, I suppose, you know, it's all workers. Mm. And so she eventually plugged away and brought in a grievance procedure, which became a way of complaining. So that took her a bit of a slog, as these things do. So she was forcing it away, and then she became ill and passed the baton onto one of the girls who she thought had a similar ability to be able to voice these things and be a figurehead for other women.
Right.
There always needs to be one that stands up and says what the others, you know, like a chorus, the one has
sure.
to come up and say,
yeah.
say the words.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're part of the largest ever cast to tread the boards at the Queen's.
Yes.
How many of you are there? And have there been any particular problems in rehearsals due to the sheer number of you?
Well, just parking at our rehearsal room, if anyone drives. But 21 lovely actors.
Yeah.
Male and female. Sorry, it's the ice cream van.
That's fine.
I'm outside.
You're sitting in the sun.
I'm parking right outside. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
Hang on. Oh, stop. So, yeah, so 21, 15 tech crew, you know, stage management
yeah.
and everything, and 10 junior members of the company.
Right.
So, a lovely bunch, really. Really great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a big production, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is, yeah. So, yeah. How are the rehearsals going?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Really long, hard working days, but full of joy and fun.
Good.
And hard working.
Yeah.
Everyone's work. And I honestly can say that I'm amidst the most talented group of people. They not only act, they not only sing, they not only dance, they also play instruments as
Wonderful.
Well.
Wonderful.
That's the performers.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the wonderful choreographer and MD and our director and the stage management team. Just great. And we've got some great children
yeah.
on board as well. So it's a really lovely project. I'm very thrilled to be part of it.
Good. Now, as part of the preparation for the show, the whole cast met two of the original four Dagenham Strikers. That was Eileen Pullen and Gwen Davies. Can you tell
yeah.
us what happened when you all met?
Oh, they were just great. They looked so beautiful and they had their lovely dresses on. They were just very down to earth about it all, you know, and they said that they didn't really realise. I mean, we were all round them like, you know, like really like excited round them.
Yeah.
So keen to hear every little thing that they could tell us. And they were just so down to earth and matter of fact about what they did and what happened. I don't think the enormity of it was aware. They were aware of it at first, you know.
Yeah.
They said, oh, see you when we see you. When how enormous it would become their action. And so I think they just feel a great sense of pride and humility just telling their story.
Yeah.
Really great working women, you know.
Yeah.
They were lovely.
Well, those two ladies are well into their 80s now, aren't they? And
I don't like to say their ages, but actually I can't remember. I don't think I asked them, to be fair, but I'll they don't look it.
Well, I did read that anyway, but
okay.
Yeah, and they must have been quite excited to see you. You sort of acted out some scenes for them, didn't you, while you were there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, it's very good. So they seemed, we got their tick of approval. So now come and see us. But I suppose, you know, they're quite used to this now because
yeah.
they've had the movie and the West End one. I don't know if they were part of that too,
yeah.
Drawn in. I'm sure they must have been. So
yeah,
I think
sure.
they've done quite a few things. They're quite used to the old celebrity circuit, I think.
Of course, the main difference between the film and the musical is the songs. The original film included chart hits from the era, but
yeah.
for the musical, original songs have been written. Can you tell us a bit about the music, and is it faithful to the era?
I don't want to give too much away, because
no.
it's lovely to come and discover things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it all has flavour of time, and they're very clever, some of the songs, and very rousing, actually, and very emotional as well. I've cried a couple of times.
Really? Yeah.
In a good way at
yeah.
some of the, you know, touching moments, because when people fight for rights, it's hugely for the heart, and I feel quite emotional speaking about it, yeah. So
yeah.
some of them are very emotional, very rousing, and funny too.
Sure.
So there's some charming ones as well. Yeah, lovely. It's a lovely array of musical numbers.
Smashing. Okay, now you touched on this just now, but could you tell us a bit about some of your fellow cast members?
Oh, well, I wouldn't like to single any particular one of them out.
Right.
But they're all absolutely, absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. Okay.
Singing and dancing, and we've just got, just some great people.
Yeah.
I'd list them all if you wanted me to.
Well, I would
miss.
You wouldn't want to leave anybody out, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Fair
but
enough.
They're all really fantastic artists that have had great careers, are having great careers. We've got some that have, this is their first job, and I feel like they've been working forever because they're so good.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just come out of the West End.
Really. Okay. Yeah. And after a couple of the performances, there's a chance for some audience participation too. On Wednesday, the 31st of August, after the evening performance, there's Talkback. That's an opportunity for audiences to question the cast and creative team. And then on Thursday, the 15th of September, after the matinee performance, it's Insight Day. You have to book in advance for this, but you can join the company to learn how the production was put together. Do you look forward to those events?
I love things like that. Yeah. It's lovely to meet the people that come and support the show and share the evening and experience with you, because without the audience, what are you doing? You're just rehearsing.
Well, quite, yeah.
So it's lovely, and just to be able to chat to them and to see their thoughts and, you know, think of things that maybe you didn't think of before, and it's really enjoyable. I like things like that.
Yeah, nice. Well, the production runs at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, from the 26th of August to the 17th of September. So it all starts a week on Friday. Are you going to be ready?
You bet we are.
Good for you. Well, I hope it all goes to plan and the show is a roaring success. You can find out more at the Queen's Theatre's website, which is www.queens-theatre.co.uk, or you can get tickets from the box office on 01708 443 333. Wendy Morgan, thank you so much for talking to us today, and good luck with the show. Enjoy it.
Been a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Cheers. A lot. Bye-bye.